بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت تبریز دور حضر شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکدوں کا کلام. خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لعل بدخشاں نکلا. ٹائٹل خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لعل بدخشاں نکلا. جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا, جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا. دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا, دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا. کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خار بیابان نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا. ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو, ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو. جب کبھی جوش جنوں چاک گریباں نکلا, جب کبھی جوش جنوں چاک گریباں نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا. درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے, درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے. شیخ پھر سار جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا, شیخ پھر سار جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا. نار شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو, نار شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو. نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا, نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا. بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت, بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت. خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لالے بدخشاں نکلا, خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لالے بدخشاں نکلا. زاہد خشک جو تھا, زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے, زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے. حامل درد ہوا, حامل درد ہوا غیر سے نالا نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا. ہائے اس قطرہ دریائے محبت کا اثر, ہائے اس قطرہ دریائے محبت کا اثر. جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ دریا نکلا, جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ دریا نکلا، خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر، خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر، دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی گلستان نکلا، دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی گلستان نکلا، درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے، شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا، دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا، کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خار بیابان نکلا، جو تیری بزم میں محبت سے گریزاں نکلا، جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا.
الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم مولانا العظيم. This poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum. خاک سمجھا تھا جس پہ لال بدخشاں نکلا. Who I thought was just some dust, some sand, but it turned out to be a very valuable pearl, a very valuable stone. When we don't recognize somebody, then we think he's just an ordinary person. But when we find out who it is, then we find, and this is explained Hazrat in the poem, as Hazrat explains in the poem, this takes some time. Then you can recognize a person, and then you find that you thought he was just an ordinary person, but actually, and that is all with the love of Allah in the heart. If the love of Allah is in the heart, then that person's whole life is different. His namaz is different, his eating is different, his sleeping is different. Then you see that person to be completely different. And as Hazrat explains here, that one is a zahid, a person who abstains from dunya. Like, he looks like very pious and all that, but he hasn't got love in his heart. He's doing lot of work of deen, making ibadat, etc., but he hasn't got that love, which is very easy to understand. Today, very, very sadly, many couples have got fights amongst themselves, and they want to separate, etc. So, though they can have everything, the whole house is furnished well, there is a motor cars, phones, everything, but there isn't love between them, there is no enjoyment. And somebody, they don't have all those things, but they've got love between them. What enjoyment. So this love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that has to be developed. Jo teri bazme mohabbat se gureza nikla. A person who ignores the gatherings of your gatherings of your love, the talks of love of Allah Ta'ala where they take place, those people who ignore such gatherings, that this is not important, ibadat is more important, etc., they don't go to the gatherings, jis taraf nikla wa haira wa parisha nikla. That person, whichever way he went, he was all the time in hairan, in anguish, parishan, he's always disturbed, he's not in a proper state. And that person who has got the love of Allah, though this person is making ibadat also, he won't understand also many intricacies of deen. And with love, you understand all those things. Like, without love, there is always lot of fights in the house also. With love, it's a different story. So the same thing, if a person hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala, and this is what we have to develop, to try and find that love of Allah and bring it in all our ibadat. Dil diya ghair ko jisne bhi wo nada nikla. And if a person didn't have the love of Allah, then he'll give the love somewhere else, to dunya's things, to whatever else. And that person, whoever gave his heart to anyone else, anything else besides Allah Ta'ala, that person has come out to be nadan, has come out to be immature and understanding. Kyunki wo jaane chaman khare bayaba nikla. Because that jaane chaman, that life of the garden, came out to be just some thorn. Khare bayaba nikla. A thorn in the desert, it came out to be, but just a thorn in the desert. It looked that it was a beautiful part of the garden, of the orchard, but it came out to be a thorn of the desert. Sari dunya ki khirat aayi fida hone ko. The whole world's intelligent people came to surrender themselves when jab kabhi joshe juno cha ghareba nikla. Whenever that person with this love of Allah Ta'ala, when he came out and with his front collar all open, in other words, madly in the love of Allah, unaware of his own state and condition also, when he comes out, then all intelligence also surrenders to that person. This people of love. Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to explain, great ulama like Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, other great ulama, they should come to Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib, Ilahabadi. They should come to Hazrat Maulana Ahmed Muhammad Sahib, Pratapgari. And people like Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana, Ustad. Maulana Habibur Rahman Azmi, he was recognized as an international muhaddith of his time. But they should go to these people and just go and like sit like mendicants and like beggars by them and just take their duas. And people with so much of knowledge and so much of intelligence, when that person who has the love of Allah Ta'ala, when he comes and the genuine love of Allah Ta'ala, dard milta hai tere dard ke bimaron se. And where will a person find this love? You will find it by those people who are sick with this love. And this is such a sickness that they make dua that Allah please increase our sickness. The love of Allah Ta'ala and how they carry on. Other people think they are sick. They don't know what they are doing. They are out of their mind. Majnoon. Or there are people who act in a different way, their behavior. So all the people, like one person was going to one town, he asked which road goes to the town. So that person showed him the road to the Qabristan. So when he went there, he found the Qabristan there. So he told that person, "You showed me the wrong road." He said, "I showed you the right road. The town is getting empty all the time. And they're all coming to live here. This is the town. That's not the town. This is the town where all are coming to live." So we will think that these people are majzoob, majnoon, they're thinking different. But these people who are imbued, like today, if a person in the family, we know it's very common, unfortunately, any occasion, forget a wedding or some birthday party, a walima, and you say that you must have the man and woman separate, you must have parda, they think you're a madman. This person here, he doesn't know what he's talking. You mustn't have all the funny things which are happening now. Or you say, they invite you, you say, "No, I won't come because of this and that." They declare you as a madman. So it's the opposite today. And this has been carrying on all the time, not only today. And when a person gets this love of Allah Ta'ala, then Shaykh phir sare jahan se bhi meherban nikla. Then you realize my Shaykh who taught me and gave me this love of Allah, he was the most kind and generous in the whole world. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah himself, he was a man of khirad, intelligence, great alim he was, of maqulat and manqulat, of sciences of dunya also, and of deen's subjects also. He was a great alim, behind whom 500 ulama used to walk and learn from him. And all the time, wherever he used to go, 500, they should cook his food, make him, give him his aram, carry his bedding, everything. But when he met his sheikh, Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayh, so he told them, now you people go. Now I will walk behind him, and I will cook his food. Good. This also, what is the, when a person was being served so long. Now for him to serve is a very, very hard thing. Like the white people in this country before, and now with the new government, they're finding hard life, very, very hard. How they hit it easy, and now it's turned around, find love very, very hard. So just like that, Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah made the khidmat of his, and what he got from his share, then he realized. He had all the knowledge of deen, of the many sciences of dunya, he had all that knowledge. But now, when he got the love of Allah, he realized, and Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah, this beautiful example, which our Shaykh gave many times, like that wine, grape vine, and the ant walks from the bottom, how long it comes to the top. Then it lives its life on the leaves of the grape vine. It nourishes itself, it's living on that. Now, the Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi say, if that ant could, if he could find the Shaykh, and the Shaykh told it that you have come so far. If you just had gone 1 centimeter higher and got 1 drop of the grape juice, then you should have understood what is enjoyment. And so like that, a person has come, acquired knowledge, doing khidmat, ibadat, everything is doing. But if he just had gone 1 step further and found the love of Allah. Now all those things he does, but with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Now how much he enjoys it, whichever department he's in, teaching, going in jamaat, with the love of Allah. And now he don't have to make his tashkil, he's been making tashkil of others. He'll be always ready also. And he, if such a student you who's got that love, or an ustad, you don't have to monitor him, whether he's coming on time, going on time. They will give their everything for this. When that love is developed, may Allah bless us with that love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then these great, great sacrifices. Just heard today, Maulana Ismail Bhayat, whose wife and child passed away in an accident now. May Allah grant them Jannat, and the child who is ill in hospital, may Allah grant full shifa, and grant them all sabr, and Allah be sufficient for us all, and look after us all in all times, good and difficult times, may Allah look after us. So the day of the janaza, he was in the accident also, but the day of the janaza, he went and teach in the madrasa. And though he was in that, he must be having body pains, definitely. Even that was just enough to keep him away. But he went and teach, and janaza day, your wife has passed away, your son has passed away. Our ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasaf, rahmatullah alayh, when his son also passed away, also in a motor car accident, young child, sir, and he kept on with his classes. Visitors were coming, he would just meet them, excuse himself and come classes. He went for the janaza namaz from there direct back to class again. And like this, mashallah, many people, on their wedding day, they went and teach also. And with time to go for the nikah, they went for the nikah, they came back again. But they didn't. So this is that love of, when that love comes, then a person does everything like this. But when that love is not there, no matter how much you monitor the person also, still you find lot of deficiency. And also, when this love of Allah Ta'ala is there, a person can be anywhere, he'll be guarding his tongue, guarding his eyes, his thoughts also. In fact, bad thoughts come to a person, he'll just like want to wipe it off. He'll make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, please. Dreams also are not in your control. Sometimes you see what kind of dreams also. He'll make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, please let me see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me see Kaaba Sharif. Let me see some good dream. Not all this kind of dreams and other dreams, etc. So this is when that love of Allah, that is that ingredient which is required. And we can also understand it. You got a wonderful pot of soup, biryani, everything is in. The soup is nice and hot and everything. Cold night also, but no salt in the soup. You don't enjoy it. Hot cup of coffee, hot cup of tea, but no sugar inside. you don't enjoy. So just like that, everything is there, but just that ingredient of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when that is added, then it makes everything different. Nari shahwat mein nazar aaye andhere dil ko. When Allah, but may Allah bless us with this. Nari shahwat, the fire of lust. Sometimes that lust comes so strong in a person, and he just can't seem to understand or anything. But in that condition of that severe lust, when it's so difficult to stay away, you see that woman and you find it absolutely hard to stay away from her. Nari shahwat mein nazar aaye andhere dil ko, a heart that is dark, it can see when noore taqwa. Dile mu'min me darakhsha nikla. When the noor of taqwa came out to be in the heart of a believer, it made that heart lighter, and then that person can see clearly that this is wrong. I must stay away from this. This is futile. It's useless. But that is when that noor of taqwa comes, and this will come with the love of Allah. And a person who fears Allah, in the fear of Allah, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that is no great achievement. Because the dog also fears you when you show it a stone, throw a stone, show it a stick. But to fear Allah, that is the displeasure of Allah, in the love of Allah Ta'ala, that is great kamal. If a person, a son loves his father, not because his father will reprimand him, he's obedient to his father, not because his father will reprimand him, shout him, but he's obedient that he doesn't want to displease his father. He just wants the pleasure. Wife for the husband, children for their parents, if that love is there. So this is an important aspect of our deen, which we were not aware of. I speak for myself, we were not aware. When our shaykh came, Jazahumullah Khair, he taught this. Today also, many mashayikh, mashallah, but they will show tasbihat, they will teach you everything, even how to give up sin, etc. But very seldom you'll hear the subject of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is very, once that love comes, may Allah bless us with it, whole life becomes easy. To practice deen, otherwise a person finds to practice deen is difficult also. Baad muddat ke hui ahle muhabbat ki shanaakh, and to recognize this people of that love of Allah, it also took me some time. Not just so easily did I recognize this people. And there also, may Allah help us and guide us, that it isn't just talks that we give. But when you see that person, his life, then, and you see that love, if he has it, then you see it. That is what is required. Talks also, mashallah, and the talks will help us. That is there. We make zikr, that will also help us. But when a person is blessed with that love of Allah, then it's a different thing. Khaak samjha tha jisse laale badakhsha nikla. Who we thought was just some sand, it was nobody. Then we found out this person is a very valuable person. He's a diamond. He's not just an ordinary stone, he's a diamond, he's a pearl. Zahid e khush chotha. A person who was a dry zahid. That is, he was making ibadat, everything. A person who goes by the book, by the law of the book. This is permissible, this is not permissible, etc. This is jais, this is not jais. Like the person who killed 99 people. When he asked such a person, zahid e khush. So he told him, no chance for you. You kill 99 people, you going to Jahannam. But when he met a person who had the love of Allah, he said, no, Allah will forgive. You just turn to him in sincere repentance. And this is what tawbah is. The person who reads the kalima, la ilaha illallah, and 99-year-old kafir, he reads the kalima and he's a mu'min. He was the hated of Allah Ta'ala, he becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. He was a jahannami, he becomes a jannati. He was a nari going to the fire of Jahannam, he becomes a nuri. So this is that Allah is ready to forgive. And Allah's doors of forgiveness are wide open. Also, at other places, Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat, addresses the zahid e khush, they don't find fault with those lovers of Allah Ta'ala. You don't know when they have made tawbah. And now to reprimand them, to think bad, to speak bad about them, now it's absolutely dangerous. When the person has made tawbah, now Allah has forgiven him. And Allah has wiped out his sins, and you still taunting him, you still thinking bad about him? So there is great reprimand, Hazrat says, for those people. Zaid-e khushk jo tha, peer-e mugha ke sadqe, because he stayed in the company of a peer, a peer-e kamil, sheikh-e kamil. Hamil-e dard hua, ghair se nala nikla. He got the love of Allah Ta'ala. And now he turned away from all the other people and all the wrong things. Like how many great people. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, what was his life before, what his life became afterwards. Also Fuzail ibn Iyaz rahmatullah alayh, Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayh, when in the sadqa of the Shaykh, what they became. So, hai us qatra e darya e muhabbat ka athar. Hai us qatra e darya, that one drop of that sea, of that huge river, muhabbat ka asar, one drop of that sea of love, the effect of one drop, what was it? Jisko samjha tha qatra hai, wo darya nikla. We thought that he was a drop, but he came out to be a big river. In another poem, in some other ash'ar, Hazrat explains that my river of the love of Allah Ta'ala, it has gone into so many branches, but the power of the river is not going less. How many of my murids, Hazrat says, they gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, but this love is just increasing all the time. So the more it is distributed, the more it comes in josh also. May Allah bless us with them. Very nice to speak and hear about it, but Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, may He bless us with it. Khar samjha tha jisse ehle jahane akhtar. The whole world, who they thought this was a thorn. Like today, we don't want to go to a walima, you are a thorn in everyone's way. The whole family wants to go, the children and the wife wants to go, but you say, no, we can't go, you're a thorn. With those people who stick onto the sunnah, the commands of Allah Ta'ala, they don't want photos to be taken, they don't want this, you finding fault with, nothing is right for you. Whatever we do is wrong, everything is wrong for you. So that person who is such a big thorn, khar samjha tha jisse ehle jahane akhtar, daamane faqar mein uski hi gulistan nikla. In his left, only in his left, the garden came to be found there. He was doing the right thing. So this is all encouragement, that with the love of Allah, and only with that will a person be able to be firm on deen also. When you do it out of love, if you are doing it like out of force, then you will break up sometimes. You will melt. You will also give up. Like many things wrong happen in the masjid also. Sometimes some bid'at before in the days, though your muazzin should stand with the stick, inna Allahu wa malaikatuhu. In many places they still do it. So all that, now you will find fault with that, the people will object to you, you will fight with them, but your reward will be by Allah. You want to keep your wife in parda, the people got problem with that also. Everywhere, family people got problem with it, but by Allah you will get your reward. And who can do this? That person who has got love of deen, which means the love of Allah Ta'ala. He will be pardoned on his deen. So this is what we have to acquire, that love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that reality of that love. We were reading Ma'arif Mathnawi, and we had read that the person, the king, who covered his face, started making bricks all in the love of Allah, just to be away from everything. And when he overstepped his borders, then he went into the king of Tabuk's place. That king got worried that it's a spy who is there coming in the form or covering just a bricklayer, a brick maker, and just a laborer. And he must be coming to spy, maybe they attack, so he went and investigate. And Allah only knows what he whispered in his ears, and he also found the love of Allah. So from there, it seems to be that same thing, asceticism, to be away from people, not to mix with people. That is more superior. So from there, Hazrat writes further now. اسی طرح حضرت شارح علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے باہمی مشورہ کا جو حکم ارشاد فرمایا ہے Gee, and then we also discussed later on there that like in this gathering of ours now, any gathering, namaz with jamaat, you go in jamaat, ijtima, anywhere where there is a gathering of Muslims, then everyone comes with his lamp, with his lamp of iman. And everyone's power is different. Only Allah knows whose power is what. But when you sit like that, all that noor comes out into the atmosphere. There you can't say this comes from this person, this comes from that person. So it makes one strong noor there. So with regard to that, Hazrat Rahmatullah explains, usme min jumla aur hikmaton ke ye hikmat bhi hai ke ek mu'min se jab this mu'min jama hoge, of all this great wisdom to be together, to mix with people. But there is a condition also. Somebody just asked lately that we are encouraged to stay separate, but people don't like, you must mix. You must mix with people. So what must you do? Must you mix or must you stay separate? So Allah put in my heart, and there are many more points, but what came in my heart? If you are so strong that when you mix and you can stop the wrong, or you can get up and go away from the wrong, then you mix with people. But if that is not the case, you can't do it, and you just keep quiet, and you sit there, music is carrying on, qawwali is carrying on, they're taking photos, then you rather stay separate. Also, if you are that type of a person that you have got authority and they will listen to you, many of our akabir, Allahu Akbar, they're very, very good friends, rich, rich people. Invited them to the son's wedding, etc. And when one thing was against Sharia, they told to change it. If they didn't change it, they got up and walked away, which is not an easy thing. They called them there to perform the nikah, everything. But when they saw something against, this is only when you have that connection with Allah, and that connection makes you so strong. Otherwise, we become very, very weak at such times that there will be an argument, so I kept quiet, or people will feel bad. What will the people think of me? So I rather kept quiet. But this is there. So if a person has that, people, and also mixing with people, see with who you mix. If you are mixing with the right people, all pious people, then that is extremely good. But if it is all wrong company, where they are just backbiting, talking wrong things, doing wrong things, then naturally you don't mix there. So by the mixing of good people, mixing with good people, one of the wisdoms of that is, chabdas mu'min jama hoge. For example, 10, any amount, whatever it can be, to abdas chirao ki roshini kahi zyada ho jayegi. Now the light of 10 lamps will become much more. If each one just had 15 watt, and 10 of them came, it became 150 watt. Now it became a bright light, and each one is going to benefit from it. Or is tez roshni iman wa yaqeen mein sahi haqeeqat ka inkishaf ho jayega. And now when you came together to make mushra, one is you thought on your own, you had so much light, in which light you thought of that thing. But you called 10 people and you made mushra. And that is why mashura is mashruq. One aspect why we are told to have mashura. Now there is 10 people who have come, 10 people's light have come. So it becomes, and now in that light you can see your way much more easier. Usi ko Hazrat Arif Rumi Rahmatullah Ali farmate hain. This Hazrat Arif Rumi Rahmatullah Ali explains, Salihin ke giroh se mashura karte raho. Always make mashura with the pious people. One is you make mashura with ulama also, who are proper ulama, but they haven't got the love of Allah. Make mashura with them also. And then make mashura with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala also. Their mashura will be of a different color. Like that person who killed 99 people. He made mashura with a person who was also an alim, but that person didn't have the love of Allah. So he told him, no forgiveness for you. But when he went to that alim with the love of Allah, he said, why won't Allah forgive you? Allah will definitely forgive you. So, always, Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam par bhi mashura ka hukam nazil hua. Who can have more? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was guided by Allah Ta'ala. He was given all the knowledge of before and after. No one had more knowledge than Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But in spite of that, and there are other reasons also why Allah Ta'ala asked Nabiya Kareem, told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make mashura. Allah says, shawirhum fil amr. And in another place, amruhum shura bainahum. In this ayat, ashabi rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ta'arif maskoor hai. Ki ye log apne har aham amar mein bahami mashura kar liya karte hai. Allah praises the first. Allah commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make mashura with the sahaba. Don't just make your own decision though. His decision, Allah was guided. Ma yamtiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. He was guided by Allah ta'ala. So in the same way, the Sahaba, they also used to make mashura. And Allah praises them that all their matters, important matters, they make mashura among. So we also should try and develop that quality. In the family also make mashura. Don't just chalawa your hukam, make mashura. In that the hearts join also. In that a person who had a different opinion, you get the opportunity to explain. This, I think this idea is not good because of this. And if a person is really open-hearted, then he benefits from mashura. He doesn't come with a pre-concluded idea. He comes open-minded. Lot of benefit that person will get. Uqool-e insani mithal roshan chiragh ke hai. The minds of people are like that bright lamp. 20 chiragon ki roshni yaqinan ek se roshan tar hogi. 10 lamps will definitely give more light than what one lamp will give. Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi irshad farmate hai ki huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam ne isi sabab se ruhbaniyat se mana farma diya. It is for this reason Imam Rumi Hazrat huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited that like the priest and the monks and the nuns, not the priests, the monks and the nuns, they go and stay in monasteries all on their own. They're just making Allah's ibadat, but it's an unnatural way of life. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from that also. That don't stay just on your own, mix with right people. And if you go to other places where there are perhaps wrong things, and if you are strong enough to stop the wrong, then you go there. But if you are not so strong, better for you to abstain from going there. کیونکہ دنیا کو بالکلیہ ترک کر کے پہاڑ کی گھاٹی میں بیٹھ رہنے سے باہمی صلاح و مشورہ کی صورت مفقود ہو جاتی. So because by completely discarding dunya, having nothing to do with people, and you just go into the mountains and the jungles and that, then this mashura which you could have made, you won't have that opportunity. Also, there your namazes will be made also, or you'll read on your own. But the namaz of jamaat, there are so many aspects why namaz with jamaat, where it's wajib also. There are so many benefits of namaz with jamaat also. Usi ko farmate hai. This is explained. Isi waaste is sahibe shikwa, yani huzur ali salatu wasalam ne ruhbaniyat aur daamane kooh mein khalwat ikhtiyar karne ko mana farma diya tha. Another reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us that we must just be secluded and just stay on our own, ke is nau ki mulaqat ki manafi aur fuyuz wa barakat se jo salihin ki sohbat se naseeb hote hain mehroomi na ho jaye. That what you can get by going in the company of the righteous and the pious, that you are deprived of. Like for example, it is narrated that one person who passed away, who had no good in him whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala said, look for some, it must be some good. Nothing was found. Then Allah Ta'ala said, did he have an alim as a friend? No. Did he ever sit in the bayan or visit an alim? No. Did he ever anything to do with an alim? No. Did he have a friend whose friend was an alim? Yeah, he had a friend whose friend was an alim. On that he was forgiven. So when you mix like this, then alhamdulillah, so therefore the righteous ulama, the pious ulama, we should always have great love. The tafsir we are doing in the morning, there also is explained that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and the Muhajireen and the Ansar and the great qualities they have, any person who's got Iman will only have love for them. Only a person who's deprived of Iman will find fault with the Sahaba. Those people, the Muhajireen, who left their homes in Makkah Sharif, who left their families in many cases, who left their businesses, who went empty-handed to Madinatul Munawwara. And in Madinatul Munawwara, the Ansar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who told them that I will divide my wealth into half-half. You choose one half. If I've got two wives, you have a look at them. The one you like, I will divorce her. What? And if a person doesn't love such people, who sacrifice everything for these people, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, that even if they had to suffer, that Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who came and he said he's hungry, he hasn't got food, we can only talk and dream, but what the reality is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to all his houses, his wives, if there's some food, every house no food in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house. Allahu Akbar. Then Nabi Ali salatu wasalam asked among the Sahaba if there's anyone who will host him for the night. One Sahabi volunteered. When he went home, he said, I've brought a guest. Is there something to eat? She said, only enough for the children. For me and you also, there is no food. So he said that, lull them to sleep. And then, when we start to eat, with some excuse, you put off the lamp. And then we'll carry on moving our mouths as though we are eating, but we let the guest eat his food. Allahu Akbar. What sacrifice. And this is when you have hunger. Then you don't care for anyone. When you are in a plight, in a state. Once in Dioban, the Jami Masjid, we went for Jummah Namaz. And or we should go there for Jummah Namaz. That time in the Darul Masjid, there wasn't Jummah. Now there is. And when the heat, and as students, unfortunately, Allah make us maaf, always going late. So we should never get placed in the Masjid, in the courtyard. And at that places where there is no mat also, grass mat even. So on the concrete, on the cement, and how hot it is. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whom many of us have seen, he was also making namaz there on his rumal. One student couldn't bear it, from under Mufti Sahib's feet he pulled out the rumal. And he put it and he stood on it. When a person is in that plight, he doesn't see who it is or what. So this hunger, these conditions are such that they make a person, but the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in that condition also, who they were, we cannot understand. So this is when you get the company. So to love the Sahaba is extremely important, to have great love for them. And at least when we hear the name, radiallahu anhu. Unfortunately, that also doesn't come on our tongue. Hazrat Maulana, Shaykh al-Islam, Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani, rahmatullah alayhi, one of his hidayat directives when he used to teach Bukhari Sharif, that whenever the name of any Sahaba come, radiyallahu anhu wa anhum, make a dua for him, that may Allah be pleased with him and with all of the Sahaba. And the same goes for the Tabi'een and Tabi' Tabi'een, Khairul Qurun. These were the people, what sacrifices they made. Our hair stands on end. We can't imagine what sacrifices they made. Today we got ready-made Islam. We have to make 5 times namaz in an air-conditioned masjid, carpet on the floor, hot water in the wuzukhana for winter, all these things. Where did they have all this? What sacrifices? And the Muhajireen, when they came to Madinatul Munawwara, and the Ansar offered them all that, they say, your wealth be Mubarak to you. Your wives and your family, Mubarak to you. You show us to the road and the way business is done here. We independent. How independent also. That we will sort ourselves out. And all the time, that was just by the way, the dunya. Whatever you have to earn, Allah made it like that. But deen was the priority. And how, for the sake of Allah, all this was done. What ikhlas also they had. No other objective. One Sahabi made hijrah to get married, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to that. Otherwise, they all solely and purely for the sake of Allah. So what won't Allah give them? Today, if somebody does something exclusive for us, and when we see it through and through, that really he did it in love only and that, how don't you appreciate? If you can't do anything else, you'll make so much dua for that person. So this is the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. بعضوں کے نظر میں حق تعالی نے کیمیا کی خاصیت رکھی ہے کہ اس نظر کی برکت سے فاسق و فاجر صالح اور اشرار ابرار ہو جاتے ہیں. And there are those people, somebody just told me now lately, حضرت مولانا شیخ الاسلام مولانا حسین احمد مدنی رحمت اللہ علیہ, on this. We went to Newcastle there, somebody said that he was on the Dora of Gujarat, and Hazrat had great control over his sleep. When he wanted to sleep, he would sleep. Even walking, he would sleep. And when he wanted to be awake, Allahu Akbar, he used to stay. For example, once he was in Saharanpur, 12th of Rabiul Awwal. So the people insisted he must make bayan. He says his love only for 12th Rabiul Awwal, or his love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam throughout the year. They say, Hazrat, nobody wants to make bayan. Besides 12th Rabiul Awwal, we don't get anyone to make. He say, I will come. And what a busy person he was. What a busy person. 4 months continuous, every Thursday he went. Returning back home, 1 o'clock, 1:30 at night. And then again, Hazrat's ibadat of the night. Allahu Akbar. Once he went to me when he was in Gujarat. And after supper, after Isha, supper. After that, people come in meet. People come for ta'weez. People come for du'as. Already late, 12, 12:30, 1 o'clock. So one person told the host that I want to be in Hazrat. He said, Hazrat doesn't allow anyone else to be in his room. He said, I won't let him know that I'm there. I'll hide in such a way. He allowed him. He saw Hazrat. By the time, Hazrat lied down to sleep. By the time the other people, toilet, wuzu, who made namaz, and they went and sleep, Hazrat was upward for his tahajjud already. And till Fajr time, he was busy with his tahajjud. Allah, we can't imagine such people. So yeah, in this other time, in the car he was sleeping. And he told the driver, whenever any town comes, any village, wake me up. Then he made dua for that village. And so the driver say, I thought Hazrat is very tired. Sometimes I woke him, wherever I woke him and he made dua, and lot of bid'at in that area. Whichever town, village he made dua for, all bid'at gone. These are those people. When Hazrat went to Konkan Zila, near Bombay, so Hazrat was a great lover of the sunnah also. Friday morning, Fajr namaz, the Imam recited and he didn't read Alif Lam Mim Sajja Surah Dahar. Hazrat became upset. How come he didn't read? He said, Hazrat, he's not a Hafiz. So he said, let a Hafiz make and he should read. So he said, we haven't got a Hafiz. Say, no Hafiz? No. So he there and then, he made them establish one house as a Hifz class and they started. And today, big Darul Ulooms. And all the bid'at that were there, all just vanished. This is those salihin. Also, that instance of that one Buzurg, when he went to this place near villages of Muzaffarpur Nagar, if I remember the little village name, I'll mention it. So he made Maghrib namaz. People noticed in a small village that there is an outsider, somebody else. So somebody came and offered him meals. So he said, no, don't worry. I'm just here and I'll carry on. I got my little, my namaz is still to read. Just now will be Isha. Then I'll sleep and I'll carry on. So he insisted. When he insisted a lot, then he said, see, I don't know you. What's your income, etc. And how can I just accept your food? So then he said, for example, I'm a farmer. Different people came. The first farmer. So he said that, do you do that transaction? That one type of transaction when the fruit, the tree has borne fruit but it's not yet ripe. And they sell it off at that time already. So that is not jais in Sharia because hailstorm can come. Anything you stole it and then argument starts. So that is not permissible, that kind of a sale. So he said, how can I accept it? You do that kind of business. Grocer came and he asked him some type of transaction. He said, how can I accept? Doctor came. He didn't accept. Police came. He didn't accept from him. After the town, the top in the small village, that some person who doesn't want to eat our food, he's very fire, very muttaqi. So after Isha, they all came and they asked, what's the problem? So he explained to them everything. They all understood. And then he sorted out everything, made them make toba of their wrong things, corrected things. Now when it was correct, he said, now bring the food, you eat, I'll also eat. And your other matters, he referred them to the muftis, correct all this. They realized if our money matters are not right, then all our other things also. So then in the morning they came, for Fajr time, where is he? He's missing. Look for him, they asked the muazzin. He was sleeping here. He made his tahajjud. He took his one little chadar and he's gone. He went away. One person changed the whole town. So this is a person whose heart is alive and connected with Allah. Today Allah make us maaf. Today we just eat anything, anywhere, whatever comes from wherever it comes, we just eat it, and we no questions we have got. Fa'az kullu halal. Everything is halal. May Allah help us and guide us. So these were those type of people. So these people are such ke uski barkat se fasiq or fajir salih. A person who is an open sinner becomes a righteous and pious person. Or ashrar, abrar ho jate hai. And those people who are evil, bad people, they become pious and righteous people. Just like somebody gave that now the ijtima. All workers ijtima. One person gave one car, guzari. One jamaat that went, and there was a young alim who was doing his 1 year in jamaat. So they entered a village, and they heard a lot of screaming and shouting, arguments, fight carrying on. What's happening? They say, don't worry, we'll go to... No, what is happening here? Tell us. They say, you can't go to this house. They say, no, we want to go there. They say, there are problems, and you'll come in the middle of the problem. So they insisted. When they went there, young boy, addicted to alcohol, etc. Parents have fastened him up. He's swearing his parents and he's shouting at them, let me go, loosen me, etc. All wrong things he's doing, they loosened him. And they told, this is our brother. How can you fasten our brother? They made mu'anaka with him, embraced him, took him to the masjid, let him take ghusl, let him wear park clothes, everything. Whole day he stayed with them. At night they made tashkil. He was the first one to give 40 days. Whole life changed. So this is that one person who has got this, it has to come. And that young alim had lot jazba of him. This is that thing. So whichever field it may be, but if we have got that how Maulana Musa was just explaining to me, one brother in Heidelberg who passed away recently, Maulana Muhammad Lambad's brother, he was a great loss, they say, to Heidelberg. That what you call it, whenever any new foreigner comes, he would go and visit him. Every 2 weeks for namaz, come to the masjid. Every 2 weeks again he goes. When he passed away, that one brother, after 2 weeks, saw him in a dream, he came, inviting him. Today, our neighbors, we're not worried. We go for gasht, we do something. But like that, who we traveling with, we see a person, no beard or not proper, a whole life passes, we don't tell the person. Trouser below the ankles. We don't have to be rude and tell him in an abrupt way, but in a nice way, but we haven't got that in us. That may Allah make that we develop it. With regard to that, Judge Akbar Allahabadi says, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se peda. Not from kitabs, not from bayans, not from money, etc. Deen hota hai, buzurgo ke nazar se peda. When you find some such Allah wala. And then his one nazar changes everything. May Allah Ta'ala let us meet such buzurgs, and in turn may Allah make us, each one of us. We don't have to wait for buzurgs, we ourselves become like that. People want barakat in their house, we bring deen, sunnahs. Take out Western way of life, then your barakat will come by that. May Allah Ta'ala bless us and guide us to righteousness.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aab gil dard dil ho dard dil ho dard dil ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الہی دل میں میرے خیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں بس خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ یار ہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط ہو تجھ سے محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبان میرے لا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں جب تک تن میں جان رہے لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے جزم پرواں ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل نہ میرا ایک آن رہے اب تو رہے بس ساد میں آخر ورد زباں ہے میرے لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وعورة وخطيئة اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين